Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Bet, Mishnah Tet. We mentioned in the end of the last Mishnah a cushion of a stone cutter. Now we'll talk about other seats and if they could become Tameh with Tumat Midras. Mishnah says, Kofet, a block of wood, Shesereko, that was painted red, Bekir Kemo, and painted orange. These are the common colors that they would paint in those times. Vasao Fanim, and they smoothed over its top with tools to make it into a seat. Rabbi Akiva metame. Rabbi Akiva says it's now a finished keli and can become tame through tumat midras. V'hachamim metaharin ad she'ahokbo. But hachamim say no, it's tahor, it's not a finished keli until he carves a seat into it. Without that last step of making it into an actual seat, it's just a block of wood. It's not subject to tumat midras. Again, Rabbi Akiva says no. Even at that point in time, it's functionable as a seat, and therefore it is tameh. Hasal ve'akalkala shimile anteven o mochin, a basket or a wicker basket or a reed basket that were filled with straw or feathers, hitkinan li shiva, and they were then prepared for sitting by turning them into cushions by adding the straw or the feathers. Now they could be used as a cushion. We say, tehorin, they're tahor. They cannot become tameh with tumat midras. They're not considered to be cushions yet because they haven't been fully closed up. So therefore, the stuffing could fall out very quickly and very easily, and therefore they're not proper seats, so they cannot become tameh. Seregan begomi, ob mshiha tameh'in. But if he wove the mouth of the basket with reed grass, or with the string to make sure that the stuffing isn't going to fall out, then in that case, teme'in, they could become tameh through tumat midras because they're proper cushions for sitting at this point. So if they were tied up and all prepared, they could become tameh.